Welcome to Mentally on Table Adventures, Episode 14, The Quiet Year Dungeon World, Part 2.
This podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
So once again, sorry about the dog and kids. They'll go to bed eventually. We continue playing our Quiet Year game to resolve what happened to the town in our Dungeon World game in the year following the disaster. If you're interested in the game, check out Avery McDonald's Buried Without Ceremony website where he sells all his games, including Quiet Year and Monster Hearts, among others. Enjoy the show!
Bastards.
An old piece of machinery is discovered. Cursed and dangerous.
Oh no! I thought the thing was destroyed!
How does the community destroy it?
Oh! Wow.
They find the remain as they're building the stockade, the religious zealots find metal chunks of strange metals.
Wow.
Which some people perhaps in the crowd are recognizing and cursing aloud. But they're using it to they're melting down the metals to make the fastenings. For their stockade, they're able to make use of it.
I don't know if I want to live in a structure that uses a metal belt to dock from that thing.
Oh no!
Oh no!
That could only end well. What are you talking about?
That should be good luck, right?
Well,
the house gets built.
We're going to discover something new.
Oh yeah!
Sorry.
The area is cleared. The area is cleared.
We don't have houses yet. It's cleared and materials gathered.
Yep. Two houses
worth of area. Worth of area.
All right, so now someone else has to start a project to keep the houses
going. Well, if he's to that point, then he can tick down the religious zealots.
No, I'm talking about...
Oh, yeah, somebody else would have to continue that.
No. We haven't... That was him.
No. Turn
on my turn, it ticks down.
What I'm talking about is... These are just cleared, and it's going to take someone else to start a project to start building them.
That's right. Yeah. Somebody has to decide to do that. Yep. And I'm not doing that. I am starting.
He's obviously living in the cathedral.
I am discovering something new.
This has a lot of overtones of Diablo in it, doesn't it?
A little bit.
I just bought Diablo 3 today.
I love that game.
For my PS4.
I do not have the expansion pack.
I got that with it, too. It's,
I'm starting a new project.
You are starting.
The Church of Scorn is setting up a small... They're hollowing out a building on the edge of town to use as a makeshift hospital.
Like a triage center right now?
Yep. So representatives have arrived from the Church of Scorn to provide medical care for the people. But they are on the other side of the river... And they are very close to the, So how long do you think it will take them to set up their operation?
Well,
What exactly are they setting up?
They're just going to clear out a building that hasn't collapsed and use it. And they're setting
healing
it up
for 2 to 2.5 weeks.
To do healing and things. So let's go 3 weeks then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just to establish their presence in town. People have come in. Them, so
I'm to assume that we're still obviously playing in the same Dungeon World.
Yes.
And that entails all the potential creatures that might be there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, so if we try and keep it within that vein of reality, that would be preferable, yes.
Okay, I'm just...
Yep.
Okay. You see a bad omen. What is it?
You mean other than them using the metal from the machine to build their palisade?
Yes.
Oh, man. We're really setting ourselves up for some good stuff in Season 2, I think.
Obviously, what happens, the bad omen, is, for those of us that have read it / seen it, it is the red...
Red comet?
The red comet passing.
Oh, yeah. The Last Airbender or Game
of
Thrones?
No, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, red comet.
Jeez.
Is happening. Up in the sky. It's taking... And it's taking its time. It's like...
Yeah, usually comets.
Hanging out there. Did you catch that one?
Red comet.
Red County. Yeah.
Can I draw that on the map?
Can we see that?
Well, what part of the sky is it in? Is it the northern sky? The southern?
Oh, it's streaking across the southern sky.
So just draw a little comment. Just to remind us that's the thing.
There's it streaking going across the sky.
Going from east to west?
It's going from east to west.
Nice.
A walkie-talkie day.
Hey, are you putting that stuff away?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tick downs.
Yep, tick downs. I am going to discover something new.
Yes.
And what we have discovered is obviously the group of trolls that has moved in at the base of the mountain.
The group of what?
The trolls. Group of trolls.
Oh, crubs.
What?
Quickly to arms. We have no arms.
What did I just miss?
Trolls at the base of the mountain.
Yeah, they, I was
so much.
Do we steal their diamonds?
Are you all done?
I think they're stealing our diamonds.
Put everything
on. Yes, I agree. Maybe that's how we figured out there's trolls. We sent some people out to check out the diamonds, and they didn't come back. Or maybe only one of them made it back.
Egg. Imagine that there are several. I'm only drawing one.
Right. There's troll clan here.
Here be trolls.
Here be trolls. Got it. Awesome. Love it.
Because we need some other threat, obviously.
Oh, there's going to be more
threats all over. Yeah.
Let's see. Red Comet, trolls, religious zealots building forts out of cursed metal.
In the middle of our town.
And two competing religions divided by a river. Oh, yeah. And the water supply is fouled with black magic.
I'll get around to doing something.
Well, not so lucky, are we?
What could possibly go wrong? All right. Ooh, the ace.
Are there distinct family units in the community? If so, what family structures are common? That's a very difficult question to answer because we have so many orphans and refugees and a lot of families were tore up, but they are bonding as families. So I would say yes, even if they are not blood relatives. They are families.
People are joining together in impromptu family units, even if they were not previously. I like it.
If so, what family structures are common? I'm assuming they're talking about what I was just talking about as far as more of a blended style of thing as opposed to, they're living in tents.
Careful. Mm-hmm. Can you go put those away, please?
However, the people of the community have decided that this shortage of water, the fouling of the water, is a far, far larger concern than having a solid roof over their head. They're content. The weather's okay for now. It's spring. We need to get water to the fields, and we need to get clean water. So they're going to start a project to dig a canal around the trench.
To the north or south?
It's coming out of the mountains, so it's actually going south.
Right. Yeah, so they're going to come from the north side around the north edge of the crater, and then dam up where it goes into the crater and where it comes out, and basically just bypass that crater.
6 weeks.
Minimum.
He stole my project. That's okay.
Good job. So now you got a little one. Did those other ones tick down?
Yeah, yep. They should tick down.
I really, really wanted to run the canal through the Temple of Scorn, but I decided.
Well, you could have run it close to the Temple of Scorn.
I didn't really want to take that risk. As be tossing their bodies in.
I now know what I'm going to do.
Scorn's body pit.
That's kind of what
that's what they're going to get.
Look,
that drains of water.
You're assuming it is going to drain water. What if it just turns into a quagmire of magical?
I can't wait.
I'm sure it'll turn out fine.
It'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Here. Have we decided to scale in this yet?
No.
Scale?
Yeah, that could be like 50 feet or, you know,
a mile. Let's say there is no scale on this map. It's much more
representative.
Yeah.
Representation.
It is certainly not to scale.
This is going to be a very large scale. Oh, the black one.
So my question was, there's a community on the map, or somewhere on the map. Well, where are they, and what sets them apart from you?
Okay.
So this is the edge of the community.
Perfect.
And it's about 2 days' travel away from Steinstein.
Okay.
And it is the bustling metropolis that is now having problems with people that have left Steinstein to go live there.
What is the name of that community?
It is called...
Anderson's Wheelchairs.
It's a great name for a city.
I come up with some great city names.
Steinstein.
Two families. Two different spellings.
He saved that one.
What was the name of your wizard?
Huh?
What was the name of your wizard again?
Galadier.
Galadier's
was
Grotto.
The name of the wizard.
Let's do it. Galadier's Grotto.
No. It seems a little on the nose.
Okay.
He would not have had a town named after him.
No.
How about Eldridge?
Eldridge.
Guys, look at my I like it. Eldridge. Ooh. Good.
Let's see if I can write upside down. Look at
my car. Your car.
Yeah.
I like is it Eldridge or Eldridge?
Eldridge.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. The community of Eldridge, which now has a refugee problem. Pass him the actions.
Yeah, sorry.
That's done.
I was comfortably leaning on it.
We have our pyres done, and the things are done.
Yeah, who did the stockade, and who did the hospital? The
stockade is him, stockade, hospital's me.
Well, is it the hospital of Storm? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to discover the fact that these guys have started building a tent city in a mine around the diamonds.
The trolls?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're gonna protect them.
Oh, my.
Trolls in this world are very advanced. Oh, that is trouble.
I didn't say it wasn't crude, but
they're building tents. That's
they're like cave dwellers.
Right. Yeah, they're yeah. Ooh, I like it. Troll society. See, this is why we're doing this. This is giving me all kinds of juicy, juicy new meat to play with.
We just keep helping him out.
We're doing that. Why?
Because I'm dead and I don't care.
Because it makes life interesting.
Stockade is complete. Interesting. So, that was at the end of his turn, so now beginning of yours. You get to read things. A charismatic young girl convinces many to help her with an elaborate scheme. What is it? Who joins her endeavors? Start a project to reflect.
I already know what I would do.
What is a charismatic young girl convincing people to do?
Oh, Lord. Is she one of the religious zealots?
Yes. She is convincing some of the orphan boys from about 9, 10 years old
mm-hmm.
and up.
The susceptible age.
Yeah, just old enough to fall for her wiles.
Take up makeshift weapons and begin arming the, or manning the stockade. And that, we're counting that as a 6-week.
So she's training them?
She is, well, she's like 17 or so. So it'd be easy enough for her to get teenage boys to do what she wants.
Mm-hmm. I buy
you're
that.
Gonna go follow the boys
and the zealots. Think okay, this is a great
idea. It seems a little there is a training period that they're gonna.
Well, go get your sleeping bag.
Because if they're just manning it,
what is the project?
Well,
I guess I don't understand.
They're going to have to. They've just got the stockade, the walls. You can't climb up one of these walls. They're going to have to build platforms.
So the project is to build the platforms to do that.
Reinforce and then learn how to use, like if you've got a club, maybe make some bows, things of that nature.
Fashion crude weapons.
Yeah. And these are teenage kids, so I'm going to give it 6 weeks.
I'm okay with 6 weeks with that description.
Yes. Yeah. Given the scope of what they're attempting to accomplish. Stairs to get up and down the
or at least ladders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can see over the stockade.
The stockade, of course, being roughly 8 feet tall.
It is an elaborate scheme.
I think that one needs to take down. Wait, did...
Yep.
Point of rules, does he also get to do another one of the actions, even though...
Yeah, he still gets to do an action.
Yeah, because I was bolded, so...
Right. I was just making sure that's how it worked.
Yep, that was his
card. If I wanted to, I could start another project.
Yes, you could.
Like a motor helmet sack.
That will connect to the freshwater source.
Right, because the freshwater source is the ultimate website.
I'll hold the discussion.
Okay.
Last survey team we sent to the Diamond Mine, we sent a team of 5, and 1.5 of them came back.
1.5.
We've got a security problem there. If we want to use those diamonds, we're going to figure something out.
Touché.
So a statement, not a question.
Yep, a statement, not a question.
Yeah, what are we going to do about this?
What do we need diamonds for? We need to be worried about water and lumber. Diamonds are a secondary concern. If they were easy to acquire, it would be one thing, but they are not.
I hear troll meat tastes best in spring. It is my opinion that we should pull together what resources we have and go after the trolls, because with the diamonds we can purchase more resources.
No. We got like 60 people, and you want to take on a tribe of trolls? Are you nuts? More than 2 is enough to kill 60 men, and we don't have 60 men. We got like 20 men and a bunch of women and children and a bunch of religious zealots that are going to sit in their frickin' palisade and not do anything to help us. So, no.
Two sentences.
Oh, sorry.
I was just letting you know that. Wrap it up.
I'm done. Sorry, I'm a little long-winded. Sorry.
The diamonds are important, but they're not as important as securing our city. We need to put up a fence to keep the trolls out.
Did you lead with a question?
No, he led with a statement.
He led with a statement.
Okay. So, there is a giant man-made structure on the map. Where is it, and why is it abandoned? There is...
We made our city circle tiny.
It doesn't have to be in the city, does it?
No,
it's on the map.
It's on the map. And I think that this giant man-made structure is actually far, far north in the mountain range. There is.
Did we take that project down for him?
No, I started that turn, so at the end of Casey's
it goes No. The project of the...
Scorn? Yeah.
No, it's not the Scorn.
Canal.
It is this one. It's the canal
or the canal
that's to be built.
Who started it?
I did.
Jim.
So it should be 6, 5, 4,
so
3.
So going on to 3.
So, right, on my turn, it'll tick down.
So it did get down.
Yeah, it did. I think there is a castle.
Castle Steinstein.
No, this was far north.
Far north, up by the source of the river.
I wonder if that castle has a history of Aziz.
It was abandoned because the trolls used to live there.
Holy troll castle! Troll castle!
In fact,
and now they're building tents sitting around the diamond mine.
In fact, they might still so this might be like the home castle of these guys. Might just be an expeditionary force. Right. So now we tick down.
What's wrong with these trolls? Come on,
it's some bad
highly
trolls.
Intelligent trolls.
Oh,
trolls in this world are not to be messed with. I think we figured out what is the big problem around here. I love this. Alright, right now I need to take an action.
Oh god, I wanna do something.
Do it. Do it.
I don't know what it is though. Like, I wanna discover something new. I wanna put something up here.
Do it.
What should we find? What should be up here? Up here is gathering a small army.
Small army? We didn't have anything going on here. What is it, an army?
It's not a troll army.
they're green. No.
Pygmies.
We're in the middle of a troll civil war.
No, no, there is a group from Eldridge.
From Eldridge?
A splinter group from Eldridge that is beginning to arm themselves, thinking that perhaps they should annex Steinstein and its material wealth while the town is down. Oh,
this is even better. My turn is solidified. I know what I'm doing. Okay. There's a disquieting legend about this place. What is it? Well, if you ask the town's elders, who've passed the folk tales down generation to generation, you will find that in the history of the town, it is said that once every 2,000 years, a plague, a scourge, comes and wipes the area clean for humans to start over.
So this is 2001.
It is said that it is a natural, nature-oriented scourge that typically takes its form in large, bestial creatures.
It's 1999.
You know.
Remember what I just said. Every day on the
table. So, that would...
bestial creatures, huh?
Gee, I don't know anything that sounds anything like that.
Nope.
Okay.
Ticking down our projects.
Yep. Tick, tick.
A month away.
And on this fork of the road, just a little further back, is a competing town. It is not Eldridge. It is Eldridge.
All of a sudden, Steinstein's looking pretty good, huh? Eldridge and Eldridge.
Hate you guys.
All right.
They've always been at odds with Eldridge.
Because they spelled the name wrong.
No. It was originally the same family, but there was a family argument, and they split into two factions, and so the one changed their name. And so they've been at war, and Eldridge has recently been pressing Steinstein to make a choice between Eldridge or Eldridge. And otherwise, they're going to cut off any Eld trade with Steinstein.
Mm-hmm. Poodoo.
What a bunch of bastards.
Someone new arrives. Who?
Who comes walking into this cluster?
Why?
Well, why would they not take one look and go, nope? Keep on down to Eldridge.
I'm done.
That would be the representative from Eldridge.
South Eldridge.
Yeah,
and he goes... call it. Yes.
Because we
discovered that if we actually just used their names, we couldn't tell them apart. So we had to start calling them Northridge and Southridge.
Start fighting.
So,
But you never knew that in front of them.
No,
they hate that.
Bad. And he goes straight to the Temple of Zuthina.
Of course he does.
Some people, because
that's
say,
where the four important people
from
are.
The south one,
the ones with the money,
or the north one.
What's his name?
Exactly.
His name. His name is Midge Elder.
Midge Elder of South Elder.
Wow, that's awesome.
Midge Elder. I'm Sir Midge of Elder.
So,
don't forget to tick him down. Yep, tick down those projects. Man, spring sucks around here. So we're not even to the part of the game where stuff actually starts to get bad.
We're just good at setting things up.
We are starting a project.
We are good at giving ourselves problems. We seem to excel at that.
Yes, he excels at that, sir. So, one day, when the orphans were tending the field,
they discovered something new.
They found in the corner of the field, a grave marker. And with a little investigating, they discovered that what they planted in was not actually a field.
It graveyard.
It was a graveyard.
That couldn't possibly go bad.
Oh, man.
We have so much.
We're just making it interesting for you.
I love this. That's why I've wanted to do
it
this.
It isn't... The entire field is not on the...
Just the corner?
Just one end of it.
Yeah. To be very honest, when I first got this game, I got it entirely with the purpose of using this game to set the situation for a game of Apocalypse World to follow.
Well, I think we give you a little fodder.
Right, say, but yeah, using it. Right, that's why I was like, oh no, we can totally use it for this Dungeon World game.
He did.
Oh,
you can really pretty much use it to set up any sort of game world.
As long as
it's a community in the midst of a disaster. Well, basically,
which you could make any
is what it's
a great place to start any campaign. Really.
Yep. Yeah, it's certainly interesting.
Got to have stuff for your adventures to do.
It's not boring.
Elder is the head elder.
Sounds like he's trying to sell insurance.
Mitch Elder from Elder's Insurance.
Elder's Insurance, South Elder's
Insurance. So I got a 4. It says, where are you storing your food? Why is this a risky place to store your food?
Oh, good.
why would it...
Right. We keep it in the troll camp so it's safe.
No it's one's getting at
safe
it.
There because they only eat meat.
Metropolis.
They don't eat fresh.
Metropolis.
Now that's a good one.
That's the Metropolis.
So. We're in a small silo, or a large silo, I guess. And the reason why it's risky is because it is near the river that has been festering. It's a good thing we're fixing it now, but it's a risky place to keep your food at the moment.
It's also conveniently located on the side of the river with the
scorns.
Yeah. So... And the, you know, the bloodletting and all that fun stuff.
Yes. Perfect.
So that project is complete. You can draw.
Who started
the channel?
Jim did the channel. So both projects are complete?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just the digging.
So, yeah. So how did that resolve? Did it go well? Was the channel successful?
The channel was successful. They dug a trench that bypassed the crater and then tied it into the river on both sides, and then they filled in the channel going back to the crater with rubble from the town.
Yep.
And so now we have fresh water, and so from there we can...
Hooray, so civil engineering!
We've suddenly had an abundance of water.
Yep. Water is no longer shortage for us.
Whoa.
Must be getting to summer.
It's a diamond.
That means spring is over.
Oh, man. It could only go better from here.
So I was going to propose once he finishes then, when we go to switch seasons, smoke break.
Yes.
And I'll put my daughter to bed.
Yes, I think I'm good with that.
And then we can motor on through summer and autumn.
This can't possibly end poorly.
Wow.
Our Dungeon World characters really have a...
Yeah, just going to... Yep.
We're away from screen. We don't even have a fucking house yet.
Nope.
Yeah, we didn't do that, did we?
Nope. Nobody's built that yet.
No, it's just been so
nice. Busy. Been too busy finding, you know, Trollopolis and two competing towns that are trying to wipe us off the map and not get us to join them. Diamonds.
Silos. I'll start some houses. How's that sound?
Yes. All right. 6 weeks of longhouse building. Let's get some shelter for these human beings.
Did you notch down?
Whatever.
The...
Yeah, I did.
You did? Okay.
So I'll start summer.
So we're ready to start on your turn then.
Okay.
Right. Oh, wait. No, he is to do an action. Oh, no, he started a project.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Wonderful turn.
I think this is going quite well.
Yeah, this is pretty fun.
When you read the description, spring is supposed to be, oh, nice, let's get some projects going.
Well, that just means it's going to swiftly fall downhill.
But then he said, that's in the description, that's what spring is. And then summer, then you get to the conflict and the bad things start happening.
Well, we haven't had any bad things happen yet.
Not
within There've
the
just
community.
Been things moving in.
The table's just been set for a really shitty dinner.
We're not talking about the...
Someone's eaten, shit burger for dinner.
The community isn't having problems.
No,
there are problems outside of the community.
My summer turn. Oh, crap. Yeah. I'm going to be knee-deep in it. Really afraid I'm just going to blow the doors right off of this with my next move.
Lord.
There isn't much I can do about it either way.
I have to tell you, I've been considering having the trolls start raiding into the side of the village. but it was still spring and it didn't seem like the time.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Summertime is more for battle and blood.
Yes.
Battle and blood?
Sun's higher in the sky these days, folks.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Let the wailing and gnashing of teeth begin.
As if it's not. They're already. We're going to end up wiping out Steinstein again before we ever get to play there.
Outsiders arrive in the area. How many? How are they greeted?
You really wanted that card.
I should have gotten that card.
So, do you want to keep like the hearts?
As long as you stack them up in order, they'll be fairly well organized for the next time. So,
like, not number order, but just keep them in suits?
No, I mean, like, I mean, as long as we stack them this way, like...
Yeah, because all the suits should
right,
be the same.
Right, they'll stack up in just fine fashion. So, who are these new people?
So, we had...
And how do we greet them?
We had the one guy from...
Yep, he has already arrived.
And he's there.
Yep, we've had these people that are sort of massing, but they have not come yet.
Oh, so, they've come now.
Oh, it's them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A contingent of 10 officers. And,
I'm afraid.
officers and guards show up.
Just an opportunity.
And they're right on the edge of town. Outsiders arrive. Yeah. How many? 10. How are they greeted? Well, they are greeted with caution, but they don't seem to be threatening right now, immediately.
At the moment, the Zithinians are happy to entertain people from both...
as long as things stay civil.
Both Eldridges.
Yep. And of course, the religious zealots, they send their contingent there. Because over the spring, they seem to become more and more isolated.
Yeah, they do. They're doing that. That is the thing they are doing.
Gotta reduce your projects.
Yeah. Well, discover something new.
Oh, good.
I haven't done this yet. And, you know, I think we've done a real great job of surrounding our little precious seed of life with all kinds of dark and gloom. We're going to cut these folks a break. They deserve one. They need one.
All right.
They desperately need something good to go for them.
Feel free.
House construction. Going along nicely.
Yeah.
One day, a couple of young boys are carrying some planks over for floorboards, and construction has made the ground kind of squishy, and then all of a sudden, they fall right through the ground.
That's into, obviously something good.
Into a chamber that was some sort of armory for some sort of underground structure that was, it looks like it was set on fire and then flooded.
Gosh!
That's what they said. They're alive, they're okay, but they find weapons and armor.
Why don't you draw the little armory or just a little symbol for the armory over there by the houses so that we know.
Underground armory.
Set on fire. Can't imagine what that could be.
Well, good for those people.
Thank okay, we can arm ourselves.
Yes. You can arm about 10 of us.
Yeah.
Great, we can take out the officers. The other 150 guys.
The hardened officers. Oh, no.
That doesn't sound too
good. This game's all about decisions. Do it bad.
Do it bad.
A project fails. Which one and why?
Oh, whoa.
I can see both of them failing
for
multitudes of hysterical reasons. I think the housing fails. I think with the discovery of the armory, the arrival of the other people, they're just like, you cannot get people to focus on the mundane task of, you know, building shelter when there is crazy, you know, and the zealots seem to be arming themselves. things seem to be going, and with the comet in the sky, like, you just cannot get people to focus on building a house these days. They are lacking focus.
And now lacking housing.
We must discover something new, hold a discussion, or start a project. I am going to...
I just thought of something else, though.
I'm going to start a project.
Okay.
A few surviving members of the Thieves Guild are attempting to open a den of iniquity.
Thieves Guild version 2.0?
Over here.
Of iniquity.
Actually, you know, like people 5, need...
Near as good as the original.
People need a way... A distraction they need from vices. How horrible things are. And
they need secrets.
There are, work. There are some people that have the expertise to provide this in our community.
Is there a structure there already?
Can we call it one more shop of goody goods?
Since they're going far to the outside edges, I'm going to say there's something. Again, they're doing the same thing that these guys did. They went as far away from the center of the town as possible. They're finding something that's already still
bullshit.
Yeah. So they're again hollowing out a building that is mostly not collapsed and sort of just setting up shop there.
To walk in, you got hookah over there.
Yeah. Maybe that's partially why people have been distracted. They're already beginning to recruit clientele.
Oh boy, Omar is so happy.
I knew he would be. I know he's still around. So
oh yeah, he's working.
He hasn't left town.
All right. So a contingent within the community have acted on their frustrations. What have they damaged, and
oh,
why
did
they damage it?
Wait a minute. I got to tick this down.
Oh!
The armament did finish, because that was my decision, was do I cancel that before it finishes or not? So that is now a armed and guarded palisade around.
And not only is it armed and guarded, it's guarded by our people for the zealots.
They could be zealots themselves.
Our children, I believe, have joined the zealots.
Some of the children.
So now we're down to like 40.
That girl is persuasive.
Yeah, well, you know.
She's buxom.
Good word.
Yes, that was
I like the
done.
Combination all right, of the so, B and the X.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
They have acted on their frustrations. What have they damaged, and why did they damage it? Is it permanent?
Those are great questions that you have to answer, my son.
I know. These people are really upset that their houses didn't get built.
You think?
You promised us
housing! And they are specifically blaming the rich people who have taken over the churches.
Yes, they are.
We got ourselves a 1% problem, don't we?
Yes, we do. Those four poor people in the church.
And so they have obviously...
Oh, no!
Set fire to one half of the church and started dismantling by hand the other side to bring the Church of Zathina down.
Okay, so that brings
the damage
up.
Isn't permanent, per se, okay. Because it could be fixed, maybe, if the people that are rich inside there have time.
So does that mean the contingents from the two, the North Eldridge and South Eldridge, are they
well,
in there?
I don't know if they're in there.
Is that something could, we have to worry about?
I think they certainly were there when it happened. We may have to deal with the fallout from that, yes.
Okay.
Seems so, likely.
There's adding stuff for people to do. But yeah, they are definitely...
Some flames on that church.
Yep.
Yeah, here, can you just...
No. You have
this is
to.
Your baby.
I just couldn't
your decision.
It I guess I just like setting fire to things. In
you,
this
do.
World.
You do.
You do. Then you gotta draw a little
it seems
bit
to be
like a chunk out of
some
the corner.
Sort of inner hunger that you have to burn things. Yes.
So, Pyro?
Yeah, Pyro Bush.
Burn. Take the assets.
Burn.
So, yeah, obviously that happened.
Here, I'll flip this for you if you have
it. Yeah, go ahead and take it down.
I hear that website starting back up again.
Yeah.
Which one?
Homestar Runner.
Oh.
It's
back, baby. The
leg's back.
Okay, here goes. Our town is falling apart. We have disparate factions all over the place. Somebody needs to step up and take charge.
Discussion?
Another statement.
Yep, leading with the statement.
So starting a discussion with a statement means you get to ask a question at the end.
No.
It means he's weighed in.
He's done.
All right. So if you start a discussion with a question,
then you get to make
One statement at the end.
Okay. Cool.
Basically, you get to see how everybody feels about something and then say how you feel about it. That way you don't have to tip your hand at the beginning if you don't want to. Is that some contempt over there I see?
Why, yes.
Okay, when did that happen?
As soon as they opened the Thieves Guild again.
Oh, okay, good. Just checking. I thought it was when they set fire to the Church of Justina.
No.
Because it has nothing to do with Justina, though.
Actually,
not directly, but
actually, his statement: someone needs to be in charge. Just because you got money doesn't mean you got to be the one in charge. And even though might don't make right, I think the people with the swords have a much better chance of maintaining control and defending the people of the town.
Which ones are the ones with the swords?
The workers that were working on their home.
Okay, just making sure.
Or the people in the Palisades.
Right.
They aren't part of this town. They're just squatters.
Aren't they?
They are.
They are just squatters, baby.
Somebody doesn't think they are.
If the religious organizations have their way with the ruling of this community, I will leave.
Yeah. Good. You four, good luck defending the town.
Well, I found...
Sorry.
Just have to enforce the rules.
Yeah.
I know. I intend to do that myself.
The blessed creator. Who sends the red comet through the sky has obviously shown his light upon us. We will lead this community.
That's coming from here?
That it is.
That's what I was expecting.
What?
Join us, brothers in arms. We will lead Steinstein into a glorious new era of piousness and prosperity.
Rise with us!
Yes.
Busted out the contempt.
I also took a contempt.
There's a lot of contempt going. I think, yeah. I think that. Two for going.
No, I already had one.
Yeah.
But yeah, my guys are.
So is this where we
happy.
Start taking sides?
No, at no point should we begin directly
taking sides. Yeah, no, we're not taking sides.
You can, at a particular moment, speak for a particular group, but at no point should you adopt, these guys are my team.
That's kind of what I thought.
That way, it is perfectly fine when one team gets wiped off the board. You have no stake in them, you just jump to the next one. Whatever's the most interesting is the answer.
So that was your discussion, so okay. Got a jack. Predators and bad omens are afoot.
Mother trucker?
More?
Of each?
No,
that's
really?
Not what it says. Just,
no. Let it be. You are careless, and someone goes missing under ominous circumstances.
Oh, good.
Who?
Oh, indeed.
The representative Midge Elder.
Midge Elder has disappeared.
Oh no, that's not going to go well.
Right after the townspeople that were building houses set the church on fire. That's the careless part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Midge ran out of the church.
We don't know what happened to him.
Well, oddly enough, he exited the church on the same side that the 10 officers from North Elder.
Oh.
Or, Northridge. Yeah, so...
I hate that name!
Eldridge.
Yeah. So, yeah, he exited on the same side, but nobody's seen him since then. The 10 officers, they don't recall ever seeing him.
Well, ain't that a thing.
Well, at this point, I don't know. Officers, angry townsfolk, or religious psychos. It could be anybody. Not to mention the Score Knights.
Yeah.
We haven't even done anything.
Right. No, everyone was so scared of the Score Knights. They've been the most... We're just running a hospital down here. I don't know why you people were all worried when we moved into town. Jeez. We are the least of your problems.
We haven't even had to make any sacrifices this week.
Everybody was so...
People keep dying for us.
Okay.
All right.
Discover something.
Mark your...
Did this tick down?
No, not yet.
What is that again?
This is the Den of Iniquity.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Snark's House of Sin.
Nice.
You ever see which magic card was that? It was one of the three red legends. Not Aaron the Relentless. Yovan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got the leather dominatrix suit thing on in the background. He's standing outside of Snark's House of Sin.
Nice.
The cards, few remaining members of the Thieves Guild, being the only ones in town with any kind of military training, have decided to gather up as many people as they can talk into and do some basic training with the swords and the weapons that were found in the armory. Because it does look like we might need to protect ourselves.
We got ourselves a Cold War and an arms race.
Fighting over this burning shithole.
But there are diamonds nearby.
People have diamonds.
But we got fresh water now.
Nobody's even been able to worry about the diamonds. Too much stuff right next door trying to kill us. But those are the trolls that we want to pick a fight with.
I'm thinking 3 weeks so that these guys know enough not to poke themselves.
Pointy end goes in the bad guy. Got it. All right.
Sticking with the pointy end.
Arming the revolution.
Give us a salt,
boy.
This could not be going better.
Bring is fleeting. Discard the top two cards off the top of the deck and take two actions this week.
Oh! Wow.
Wow, that's...
Wow. That's...
Two actions.
So there's your Den of Iniquity.
Hey, my Den of Iniquity is done!
So let me see the action book there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He gets two actions.
I'll get two of them.
Sin.
Nice.
Sin City, a dame to kill for.
Right there.
Indeed.
We're keeping this interesting.
One of the farmers has discovered that there is a new road coming out of the mountains. Where the
fucking trolls are building roads now?
The trolls have been taking their diamonds to market.
No. They're merchant trolls now too?
Well, they gotta deliver them somewhere.
These must obviously be crossbred trolls. It's something.
This is definitely.
I'm wondering if they aren't even trolls at all.
This has got to be a thing now. Like, this. Oh my god.
So they're bypassing Steinstein for all the commerce. And that's our discovery for the week.
Holy shit.
I am glad I introduced the trolls.
Oh, this is such a great thing. I am so glad we are doing this.
The trolls have become civilized.
It actually runs really close to the farms.
That's how we discovered it.
Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start up a... I'm going to start a project.
Yep.
That'll take 6 weeks.
Okay.
We're going to...
You get two actions because of that?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. So we're going to recruit heavily armed men to come excise taxes on these trolls.
Oh, you want to tax the trolls? What heavily armed men?
And maintain order near the farm so that the trolls don't... get pissed off.
This is not a popular idea, but I love it.
God, I love this game.
Well, okay.
Even the religious zealots in their palisaded fort are going,
look up.
No!
What?
What?
Well, this calls for some action. Someone tries to take control of the community by force. Do they succeed? Why do they do this? Oh, boy.
Boy,
here
that
it
sounds
is.
Like choosing sides.
Well, for the moment he does.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he has to next turn.
Yeah. But hell, why not? We've been going down this road anyway.
Yep.
It is time. The leader of the zealots makes
I was like, is it?
Known.
They're not done training their militia yet.
His name is Acrotac.
Acrotac.
Acrotac the Zealot.
The Zealot.
Acrotac the Zealous. Yes.
Oh, okay. Zealous. That's the Zealous.
Acrotac, Zealot Leader.
Zealot Leader.
Takes control.
Do they succeed? Well, Yes, they do.
I was like, I don't see anybody stopping them.
Right, there's nobody there to stop them.
Why do they do this? Akratak even gets up on his little soapbox and makes a statement about how we can't be spending foolish time taxing trolls or building stupid little river reservoirs or bottoms of houses. We need strength. We need walls to hide behind. We need...
How many zealots are there now?
Oh, you're probably looking at about 15 or 20.
Oh.
We need walls to hide behind, and we need eyes to the sky to worship the one true creator. And he points up to the comet.
Question. So they have built their thing around the frozen man.
Yep.
In the center. What is their feeling about him? How do they regard the frozen man in the center?
Oh, they worship.
When was your turn?
Okay. So he is like
he is the center point of
okay.
their operations here.
I started.
Guided by the comet somehow.
Okay. So they feel there is a link between the comet and the frozen man.
They do. They
worship
do.
The frozen man. Okay.
And now
that's what I needed to know.
They worship the frozen
that's
man.
That's exactly what I was
But not as much as they worship the creator who sent the comet.
I'm going to have to say, if this town survives the year, that couldn't possibly go better for him.
This is a quiet year?
I got to start a project or hold a discussion or discover something new. So I'm going to start a project if I can have a dice.
Just turn your motion here.
Well, as they did with their reinforcements around the frozen man, so they begin around the entire city.
I was going to say, it's got to expand, right?
Yep. The religious zealots have begun construction of a...
the Great Palisade.
I can use these to do selfish things, right?
You can use them as a justification during your turn to do selfish things, okay. Yes. If you want to do something that is patently against the will of the community, you can just be like, yeah, well, too bad.
Okay.
I mean, you could have done it anyway, but it gives you an excuse as to why you're acting in that way.
But that's okay, because right now, summer is a time for conquest and the gathering of might.
start a project related to military readiness and conquest.
Since we don't have any of those yet.
The zealots.
I didn't tick these down.
Either. I did.
I did it for you, yeah.
Sorry.
Zealots have brought in more people. There have been some people coming from the neighboring communities to, you know, to aid, you know, people returning some of the refugees. And so, why am I holding a contempt token? I need to start a project. Since they have already begun construction of the Grand Palisade, they will also begin construction of a research facility.
Ooh, a research facility.
And the arms race?
A magical... It is a magical research facility looking at tapping into the taint.
I agree.
The gooch is very important.
Tap in the taint.
Gotta love it.
Just gotta put a spigot in there.
3 weeks. 3 weeks for the taint to tap.
3 weeks until the research facility.
What do you call that place between the dick and the asshole?
The table.
That's that.
We need to tick down.
Yep, now we need to tick down the Grand Palisade to 5. The
okay.
The arming is complete.
Training?
Yeah, we have now 15 men that know how not to poke themselves in the eye with a sword.
So like a militia.
Yep.
Not affiliated with the zealots?
Not affiliated with the zealots.
So we now have a small rebel band.
Why, yes we do.
And the toll booths are impartially constructed.
I just imagine those trolls carrying these sacks of diamonds. Like, what the?
What are they doing?
Coming soon.
Course's tax booth.
You know, they're like, I can't wait till they try and stop us next week.
This is going to be great. So I get to do something now.
Yeah.
So I want to
discover something new. The wolves have returned to the forest outside of town. They're not dangerous or anything.
They're just not spooked off because of the meteors anymore. That is the most monstrous looking.
Yeah, nothing attracts wolves like taint.
It's a tainticorn.
Wolf.
I'm not supposed to write on it.
Yeah, well, when the drawing is that bad, it might need a label later.
Oh, that's fun.
That's some good stuff.
It just keeps getting better. Now what's befalling us?
We have discovered a cache of supplies or resources.
Oh, sweet.
And a new abundance.
Ooh.
What we totally found? Oil.
Oil.
All the better to light our burning torches. Yeah, we totally found...
We struck oil.
What else do we have there? All the water is plus, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, because the water was...
We're still having a hell of a time with lumber.
Yeah, well...
We continue to use it for giant palisades!
And we have no houses.
We're living in flipping towns.
If we had more water, maybe, or more lumber, maybe we could have both.
Has anybody figured out why we needed salt?
Salt, it's good for preserving food over the winter.
Food, yeah.
Yeah, we'll care about that later.
Which we haven't even begun to do.
We are
and
growing
that will
food.
Be the problem. Okay.
Jim is sitting behind his pile of contempt.
Oh, I was wondering why I kept moving those two. I had two. Okay.
Mine.
We here at the Great Shrine of the Frozen Man feel that those of Eldridge have become far too passive in their dealings with the abominable trolls.
You mean Eldridge or Eldridge?
Eldridge.
Southridge. The one
in the north?
South.
Southridge! The ones that are trading with them!
Yes.
I know. There's just discussion among the crowd, because they didn't know.
Yeah, no.
Common problem.
Yep.
We feel that it may be time... to start joining forces with Eldridge the North to take those trolls down.
What about the taxes?
That's what this is? Perfectly good discussion point.
But it's not my turn.
No, not yet.
That's all right. You don't have to go in order necessarily.
Oh, this is a discussion?
Yeah.
This town is like, what, 400 years old? And... the reason we survived that long is because we didn't pick sides between the two ridges.
I'll never work with anyone who can't spell Eldridge.
My mother's from there.
We here at the House of Sin, at the den of what?
Den of Iniquity.
Iniquity.
Den of Iniquity. Realize that war is bad for business. We should stay out and reap the spoils.
Didn't we just start building some tax collection booths up for the trolls? I say let's try and give that time and see if that works.
Yeah. Next.
I love how those discussions just...
And that's it.
Done.
You have a voice that it's just like the
and,
real thing.
And an abrupt end.
Yep, and nothing gets
done.
They accomplish exactly what it says they accomplish. Yeah.
No, has not advanced the project.
Oh, no,
because the Palisades.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. An unattended situation becomes problematic and scary. What is it, and how does it go awry?
Oh, shit.
Plenty to choose from.
Well, the trolls, who we've been ignoring other than to try and set up a toll booth.
Because that couldn't possibly go badly.
Saw that we're trying to stop their route of travel, and then trolls being quick thinkers like they are, went, wait, why Why are we going around the town?
Oh, no.
Because it's much faster to get to Eldridge. That's Southridge. If we just go right through and then down, instead of going all the way around their fields. So the trolls are trying to establish a new trade route.
Oh, God.
To Eldridge.
Eldridge.
Southridge.
Right through the house.
Trolls are on the march.
Right through Steinstein.
I feel like that completely clears up one of my points of contempt.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music